Hey everyone, I'm Paul Vodra.
And I'm a very tired Tony Parecco.
And this is Hometown Sounds. Back to the Hometown Sounds podcast, showing the world how DC rocks. Tony, why are you so tired?
It's been a long weekend, Paul. Black Checker had their EP release show this past Friday at Acre 121. I was just managing everything, getting through it. I was pretty spread a little thin socially, having to talk to everyone, play a rock show, run a rock show. Then last night, we both were at the Circus Life Live at Rock and Roll Hotel. You know, I'm just, I'm dragging a little bit. You know, I picked up a monster on the way over here. I'm nominally functional. So that first track was a band called Simone and the Spectrum, who I learned about, I don't know, about a month ago, and it's kind of Broadway with some bite, you know? Oh, hey, there I am. I hear the pep in my voice.
Yes.
Yeah, that monster, like, coming back through. That's cool. Yeah, that song really goes in some surprising directions. It kind of sounds like if, like, Katy Perry was on a Broadway show,
maybe? With an indie rock band?
Yeah, I don't know. There's kind of a lot stylistically going on, and I like it a lot. I'm feeling much more like my old self, my old usual self, you know? So much pep. Next, our next track for this week's show is from an artist by the name of Juno Sky. This is kind of a genre of music I don't really pay that much attention to. It's kind of like Mix 107.3, kind of like some adult contemporary, but this is some really well-done stuff. This Juno Sky is the project of Anthony or Tony Bernardo, and I learned about him in early October when he appeared in a Washington Post article about how 8 lives would be affected by the Affordable Care Act. I will not say Obamacare. I get so angry when I hear the word Obamacare. It's such awful media spin. Anyway, media rant over. You know, I think of this guy and his music kind of in the way I think of, like, Five for Fighting or Daniel Powder, kind of like songs for jewelry commercials. But I think there's really a lot of nice dynamics and some really cool delayed guitar, so I want you to hear it. The track is Moon Without a Sun from his Intersecting Destinies EP. I'm a firefly. I'm on fire inside.
We should never mind. They told me, don't you worry about it, think it's okay. But what they say ain't none of my concern. They don't gotta fuck with me, cause I don't need them no way.
Was a band called The Urban Cartel with a track called Feel Good, and that is from their most recent EP, which came out this past August, called The Night. And The Night,
but that's not The Night, it's the N-I-T-E.
Yeah, I don't know what Night stands for. I couldn't find that out. But funny story how I found out about The Urban Cartel. You know, in past episodes I've talked about learning about bands via their Facebook pages, but more often this time around, some real life experiences. I was chilling one evening at Petworth Citizen, and a bartender there was just slinging drinks and ended up making some small talk with someone. And he mentioned he was in a band, and I was like, well, what band is he in? So I was like, hey man, I heard you're in a band. Like, what band are you in? He's like, we're called the Urban Cartel, and we do this kind of like punk rock hip hop kind of thing. Punk rock hip hop, that sounds kind of interesting. And they describe themselves as narrating the experiences and emotions as a result of urban living. I think that's funny. Like, oh man, living in the city makes you make, like, punk rock, like, hip-hop. So that doesn't make me do that, but I guess it makes some other people do that, and it's cool. I like it. Paul, we're going to kick it over to you now.
All right. We're going to play some stuff from The Roofwalkers. This is a band that's been around for a while. They've been a quiet mode for about 4 years now. They put out a self-titled album back in 2009, and they just recently put out a new EP. These guys have kind of a rock sound with occasionally a little bit of a twang. They were somewhat associated with the Federal Reserve Collective, people that were putting on shows back in like 2009, These United States, Van Veer. The new EP is called Catapult. I'm going to play you the title track, and part of the reason I'm playing the title track is because it features Jason Hutto on guitar, and Jason Hutto is the leader of the band The Aquarium on Discord, which is one of my favorite bands. They're really fun. So anyway, check this out, Catapult. Thank you.
regimes. White teeth in the mouth, reaching down deep inside an extinct predator. Whose torso fin makes up the skyline?
Megalodon, the lead-off track from the new album by Alarms and Controls.
Did you look up Megalodon?
I did. Here we go. Wikipedia says that Megalodon is an extinct species of shark that lived during the Cenozoic era, 28 to 1.5 million years ago. And there's a big picture of a jaw from a museum coming at you. So there you go. Dinosaurs, extinct, shark, pretty awesome. That was the new album is called Clovis Points, and that is a joint release with Love It Records and Discord Records. Kind of an all-star cast in that band. Guitarist Chris Hamley from Circus Lupus, bassist Arthur Knoll from Cane and the Sticks, who we featured a few weeks ago, and drummer Vin Navarra from The Crown Hate Ruin. And the whole album was recorded and produced by Jay Robbins of Jawbox. So what else could you possibly want from a DC band? Next, we're going to play you a set of instrumental songs, which I really like. I am not the kind of person who likes lyrics very much. There's a lot of times, even my favorite songs that I've heard over and over again, I don't know what the words are.
I've heard you discuss that before on
the
show.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, part of it stems from your percussion background.
It's true. And also, if I'm working at my day job writing software, I really cannot have lyrics. It just totally distracts me. But instrumental stuff, love it. Fantastic. So anyway, this first track is by Sans You. They have a new EP out called The Dilettante on Moon Sounds Records, which is a Dallas, Texas label specializing in shoegaze, darkwave, and experimental music. This song is called Best Ones Choose You.
Thank you.
More instrumental stuff there from Show Pony.
Great band name.
A lot of good names here. The album is called Slow Danger, and that song was called Claws, Claws.
Unpack that a little for us.
So the first claws are like cat claws, and the second clause is like the smallest unit of grammar.
Gotcha. And it is one of many amazing song titles on this record. There's one called Battles, Scarves, like fights, and the article of clothing. There's another great one called Do Androids Smoke Electronic Cigarettes? Paddington's Big Day, which I'm guessing is a nod to the children's book Paddington Bear. And Subtractorol, which is a play on a pharmaceutical. So, really funny stuff from Dan Spigera, Alex Kozin, and Brian Moran. Just some crossover trivia. Dan Spigera and Alex Kozin, the guitarists, also play in the parade punk band Brenda, who we featured on the show before. And Brian Moran, on most days, it's kind of hard to name a band that drummer Brian Moran is not in.
So next we have Night Moves with the lead-off track from their new album called Themes, which is out on Moon Gadget Records. The song is called Polypel. This is Rory O'Connor, who is the live drummer for a number of bands, including Com Trues, that is a spoonerism, Com Trues, and also Tycho. I love, of course, being a drummer, hearing music made by a drummer specifically, so it has a lot of drummer sensibilities that I can totally relate to. Very, very cool. Night Moves.
Thank you.
was Moonlight Mask with a track called What's That? Parens, Gimme That. Moonlight Mask is the project of a one Anders Carlson. I learned about Moonlight Mask in a very funny flowchart done by Ali Schweitzer, the arts editor of the Washington City Paper, on the subject of synth pop acts. Like, how do you like your synth pop was sort of the theme of the flowchart. And it had, I don't know, like a dozen of DC's synth pop bands and sort of how they're all sort of describing their aesthetics. And it was the appropriate amount of snark and sort of accurate musical observations. It was pretty wonderful. I liked it a lot. Yeah, Moonlight Mask, one of, as stated, sort of a booming subgenre here in DC. I'm actually not sure what there are more of in DC now, synth pop bands or restaurants in the 14th Street corridor.
And that almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. But please remember that you can subscribe to this podcast in iTunes or your favorite podcatching app. And please rate us in the iTunes store if you like this. We're on all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Vine at Hometown Sounds. Check out our music video of the day every weekday or listen to our 24/7 music stream at our website, hometownsoundsdc.com.
And let's say you have a cronut shop and you want to sponsor the station. Send us an email at dj@hometownsounds.com.
HometownSoundsDC.com.
Ooh, you can see that I don't run the email.
There you go. And okay, to support the musicians you've heard on this podcast, buy their music.
And see them play live.
If you want to see a great live show, Hometown Sounds has one coming up.
Ow, ow!
We're partnered with our friends at Showlist DC, the best concert calendar aggregator in town, to throw a little party at Tropicalia. And that is coming up on Thursday, December 12th. We have three great bands for you: Heavy Breathing, The Jet Age, and Taru Taru. Also featuring a DJ set by Screen Vinyl Image and Yours Truly. We got one last track for you on this episode.
What is it, Paul?
New stuff from Thomas Blondet, well-known DJ and producer, DJs all the time at 18th Street Lounge, and runs the Rhythm and Culture record label. This song features Carol C on vocals from the New York City downtempo group Cisse. The track is called Un Amor. Hope you like it. See you next time.
See you later, aggregator.